has it been now? Just 3 days this time? You must be missing me a lot lately. You used to go so long between your visits to my cage. But of course, there used to be a lot more demons down here when we first started this little routine of ours. So what happened to the rest of them? Did they manage to escape? Or did you kill them all with your fucked up experiments? That's why the temple lets you keep us down here, isn't it, Paladin? So that you can study us? So that you can find our weaknesses to get better at hurting and killing us? Fuck you. Don't ignore me. You're the one who came to me. Don't act like I suddenly don't exist now. Why do you have such a hard time talking to me, anyway? I think I know the answer. It's the same reason why you won't kill me after all these years. The reason why you can't bring yourself to test one of your holy demon-killing artifacts on me. It's because you want me, isn't it? You liked doing that, didn't you? You like hurting me. Does it make you feel powerful?
I'm just a helpless, delicate girl, and you're such a big, strong man.
Oh. So, are you going to let me out? And what? Waterboard me with holy water? Or are you finally going to kill me? What's the point keeping me alive, Paladin? You already have all the information you could hope to get from your creepy demon-slaying experiments. Everyone else is dead except for me. Oh, I just remembered. You know who else is dead? Your wife. Didn't a demon kill her? Such a shame. Is that why you won't fuck me? Because you're hoping she's waiting for you in the afterlife? How absolutely noble of you, oh holy one. Oh, did that sting? I have to admit, it feels good knowing that even stuck in this cage, I can at least hurt your feelings. Your dead bitch must have had the tightest, wettest fucking pussy in the nine realms for her to be able to compete with a succubus. Go ahead. Do that all you want. I like it when you hurt me. It makes my little pussy so wet when you look at me with that angry face of yours. Did I go too far this time? I'm not sorry. I know you want me. You know enough about demons to understand what powers a succubus even has. We can sense your desires, your lusting, even when your body doesn't show it. Even when you try and hide it from us. I can tell you desire me. Not just when you come down here for your sessions of holy sadism, fun as they are, but when you're alone. When you're home and think no one else can see or hear you, I can still sense your emotions. I know you're thinking about me when you touch yourself. I know you've always wanted me. After all, it was your own seed that you used to mark the summoning sigil when you conjured me from the underworld and trapped me in this fucking cage. You were already thinking about me before you even met me. About what you could do to me. About what I could do to you. You're blushing? You seriously never considered that? It's a shame the gods chose to bless you with more charm than brains. Well, that and the sizable bulge in your pants, I can already see it growing.
And I can already tell that you're thinking about exactly what you want to do to me. And you're wondering exactly what I might do to you. You're getting closer to my cage. Aren't you afraid I might steal that lightning staff from you and use it against you? Or maybe I might want to grab something else. Your cock is so fucking hard. I can feel it through your pants. What's the matter? Aren't you going to fight back this time? You're letting your guard down, then. I don't think that serious face can fool me, big guy. I can tell how much you like this. Almost like I'm feeling it myself. You've wanted this for so long. Come closer. Kiss me. Kiss me through the bars of the cell. Good boy. You liked that, didn't you? Has no one ever called you that before? Or are you just desperate for the kind of approval your goddess refuses to give you when she's ignoring your prayers? I don't care what the reason is. I just want you to give in to me completely. God, your cock looks so nice. I've wanted to taste it for so long. May I, Your Holiness? Good boy. Do you like that? Have you ever seen what a succubus mouth can do? Trust me. The stories will never, ever live up to the real thing. It's been so long since you've had real release, has it? There's so much pent-up tension here. All focused in your hard, throbbing cock. I really wish I could show off. I think I could make you come in just 30 seconds. But I think I'll hold back for now. After all, I can't let you waste it all already. Because I kind of want to fuck you. No, don't you come just yet.
How about I make you a deal? You open up this cage, and I fuck you. If I give you the best, most mind-blowing sex of your life, you let me go free and promise never to harm me. If you're anything less than satisfied, I'll pledge my soul to you. You'll be my master, and I'll do whatever you wish. I'll stay here as long as you order me to. You won't need to lock this cage anymore. I'll even help you slay other demons. I'll even kill myself if you so much as ask. What's the matter? Is it hard to come to a decision while my hand is stroking your cock? You can take as long as you want. Just know that if you open that cage, I'll take it as a yes, and you'll have made a deal with the devil. Good. Good boy. Take my handcuffs off. There's only so much I can do with them still on me. Hurry. I want you. I want you right now. There we go. Now, I can do whatever I want. I could even try to run away if I wanted to. But I don't want to run away from you. I want to show you everything I can do to you. Push me against the wall. Lift me up by my waist and just like that. I want your cock inside of me right now. I'm so fucking wet. You've never been inside of a succubus before, have you? Tease the inside of my lips with the base of your cock. Feel how wet I am. Having sex with a succubus isn't like being with a human woman. Our juices feel different. They make you tingle in a way that lingers for hours after it's over. They make you more sensitive than it could ever be normally. Ready to come at any moment. Oh, I wonder how long you'll last. Hopefully long enough for me to get mine. Fuck me. Fuck me right now. Oh, God. Oh, your cock is so fucking big. Holy shit. Oh, it's so big. I can feel it filling me up completely. There we go. Fuck me. Push me against the wall and fuck me. Don't worry. I won't fall down. I'll just wrap my tail around you tightly and fuck. Oh God. Oh, that feels so good. Oh God, your cock feels amazing. Tell me how long you wanted this for. Tell me how long you've dreamed of slamming me against this wall and taking and taking what's yours. Fuck me, pound me. I want it all. I want you to release every single bit of this
desire you've been trying to hide away all these years. I want you to make me your little demon whore. Aren't you glad you let me live? You would have missed out on all of this. I bet you're regretting all the nights you denied yourself. All the nights you spent alone, jerking that big fat cock of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. All by yourself. Dreaming of doing this to me when you could have had the real thing. If you had just given in to me sooner. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me. Thrust into me. Go as hard as you can. Fuck me like you want to kill me. Fuck me like you want to crush me against that wall. Oh, God. Fuck. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm coming. I can't hold it. I'm coming. I didn't know holy boys like you could fuck like that. Now it's your turn. I'm gonna fuck you so hard you'll forget about everything. I'm going to make you regret every single second you waited to come inside here. Lay down on my cot. Let me put my hands on your body and wrap my wings around you. Doesn't that feel nice? But I think I want to make you feel just a little bit better than nice. I wonder how long I can tease you for. Just gliding lips of my wet pussy across your cock. Back and forth. You look like you are already ready to come. I'm surprised you managed to last so long after the fuck you just gave me. But I can't have you waste all your seed on the outside of me. I want you to come inside of me. I want all that pent-up sexual tension to release inside of my tight little pussy. I want to hold you inside of me while your seed drips out of my body. Let me put your cock back inside of me. Oh, that feels so good. I felt so empty when it was outside of me. Even if it was only for a few minutes. Looks like you're finally relaxing, my noble paladin. You're finally letting that serious, angry face
you always have on melt away into sweet, sweet ecstasy. Am I really making you feel that good? Or is this just the first time you've ever had a little bit of something fun in your boring life? Does this feel even better than when you were pounding me against the wall? Do you like it when I take control? When I finally let you take your guard down? Twitching inside of me. I can feel it getting even harder than before. I can feel you staring at me. Do you like looking at my tight, immortal body? Watching my tits bounce while your big cock goes in and out of my smooth pussy? Grab my tits while I fuck you. Squeeze them. Pinch my nipples. Run your hands over my waist. I want to feel them all over me. I love seeing you like this. Seeing you give in to me. I want it all. I want you to give me everything you have. I want to be your everything. I want to be your goddess. And I want to be your slave. Fuck. Fuck! Give it to me. I can feel you getting closer. I know you want to come. Oh, so just give it to me. Give me all your cum. Let me hear you moan my name. Let me watch your face melt into ecstasy. That's it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Just let it all out. Please give yourself to me. Give me your cum. Oh, fuck. Just let everything go. Oh, fuck. While I fuck you as hard as I can. Come for me. Come for me. Feel you filling me up. Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh my God. I waited so, so long for that. So, about our deal. Was it the best fuck of your life? Because if so, you'll have to let me go. I know you paladins can't lie or break your promises. So I'm free then? I can go anywhere I want now and wreak all the havoc I want in the world. I guess it's your sworn duty to protect the world from my demonic wrath, then, isn't it, Paladin? But you aren't allowed to harm me anymore. Wasn't that the deal? I guess your only choice left is to keep me so distracted and exhausted that I can't go out and commit any more evil, isn't it? People have made worse deals with devils, darling.